Welcome to the FTS bet slip for the 24th of January. And let's have a look and see where we got a couple of bits of value today. It's a Thursday, there's not a lot of football on. Let's start with the racing. And my horse to trade today is Swift Approval in the 5.55 at Chelmsford. Ridden by David Probert, coming out of stall 9. Currently placed about 8. And I see this horse shorting up the 25 to 30% in running. So leave it till just before the off, but just before the off, if you want to follow this one to have a look, is to back it just before the off. So for example, now it's 8. If that remains the price just before the off, we would back it at 8. 30% off that price is 5.6. So I'd be looking to put a lay in to keep in play, or lay it using your trading software at 5.6 in running. It to pull off that trade, just setting it and leaving it. For example, if it stayed at 8, you could have £100 at 8, which wins you the £700 if it wins. You can lay back as a keep bet in running 5.6, round about £142-£143. Your liability would be £657, and it would win you £40 on the horse, whatever happens, providing it trades at that price in running, which I'm hoping that one will get down that low, 5.6 from the 8, or 30% whatever. So obviously if it drifts out to 10, then your 30% price is 7 and you adjust your prices accordingly. But the example at the moment with it sitting at 8 would be 5.6. So I've taken 30% off the price. So just 2 minutes before the off, that's when you'd submit your back bet, check it, put the bet in, and then 30% off and put your lay bet in and make sure that you're green across the board. So good luck with that one if playing. As always, follow at your own risk. Football-wise, we have the Carabao Cup semi-final second leg at Stamford Bridge. My own team, Tottenham, have a chance to get to a final and get beat by Man City, or perhaps get overturned by Chelsea tonight. Chelsea 1.68 for this, which I've come up a little bit too short for them today. Tottenham 6.2 when I looked. I had them a bit shorter. Do I want to get involved in a weakened Tottenham side against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, even though there's a little bit of value? No, I don't. Obviously, it's very difficult to price in the effect of missing players, and Tottenham missing Son to the Asia Cup and Kane and Ali injured. Difficult to see what the lineup's going to be. And even in midfield, Dyer's been out. Is he going to play? Wanyama's been out. Is he going to play? Is Moura fit? So it's one that, match odds-wise, even when I know the team news, I'm not overly keen on. Chelsea dominated the first leg. Tottenham got a VAR penalty, which Kane was not offside, despite Mr. Sarri's laptop coming out. And it was a penalty, rightly given. But Tottenham really were on the back foot in that game. And it was just that the formation that Sarri's playing, where he's playing Hazard up top because he hasn't really got a striker. He may well have solved that with Higuain coming in, but fortunately for Tottenham fans, it didn't happen in time for this game. So I expect a bit more of the same, unless they do play a Giroud and go a bit more direct. I don't know. I can see that. Can't see Tottenham holding out for another 90 minutes. I can see goals going. I think it's going to be quite an open game. I think Chelsea having to go for it will open the game up and may well play into Tottenham's hands. But Chelsea certainly capable of turning this round tonight. So for me, the value I found was in the 1.5 market. Currently priced at 1.34. I had it about 1.25. So I will be looking for the first 15-20 minutes of the game to then get involved in that market if it's still 0-0. I will drip back the 1.5, sort of around 15 to 20 minutes, then 25-30 minutes, and then I want all three bits of the bet matched up by 35 minutes really. And if a goal goes in, I will then trade that situation and see where we end up from there. If the goal comes late that I can't, my first priority would be to remove liability. If a goal comes late that I can't do that without leaving red, I will probably let it run. I think we should see a bit of end-to-end stuff tonight. So my trade of the day for the football is the 1.5 market in the Tottenham Chelsea game, and the horse is Swift Approval in the 5.55 at Chelmsford, and I will be back with the bet slip tomorrow. Good luck with those if you do get involved. And as always, it is always at your own peril. Best of luck, and I'll be back in the morning.